welcome to So Talk. And today we have Eddie, Mr. Thompson, and Yulia. And today's topic is men's mental health. Hello, Mr. Thompson.
Hiya.
Do you feel comfortable sharing your mental health?
I do.
Why do you think some men suppress their emotions?
There's many different reasons, and it's all individual to the individual person. But some people may be getting stresses from work or from studying at school if they're a student. They may be getting different responses from sort of friends in a bad situation. And there also could be, in some cases, a genetic aspect to mental health as well. So that could be the causes. How they respond to it, though, is a really complex question. And there's many good things you can do to respond. It's with the responses, I would say the best thing you can do is to talk about the issue. So if you're discussing and talking about the issue, there's a famous saying that if a problem shared is a problem halved, and talking and communicating is the best way to deal with any sort of problems with anxiety or depression that you might be having. The reason why men sort of do suffer from stresses in this day and age, there's multiple reasons. If you look at a lot of media these days, men are still perceived to be the strong, physically strong, independent, courageous people that are brave, and they just deal with their problems. They just man up about it. But it's not the case, because there's so many different things in our environment and our lives that cause stress for us that sometimes people can't deal with it in an effective way. And it's finding the solutions to deal with these stresses effectively that we need to focus on. And there are many solutions.
Do you think depression is experienced differently between men and women?
It's like everybody suffers from trouble in their lives. There could be family issues, there could be study issues, work-related issues. When you get older, there could be issues of, can I afford to get a house? Can I afford to, you know, move out of my parents? Can I sort of get this job I really want to get? And there's also other pressures from society where, for example, in some cultures, the man is seen to be the head of the family, and he has to do this and that and keep everybody, you know, safe and control his environment. And that's often very hard to do. Whereas in our sort of Western society, that isn't so much the case anymore. But there is still a lot of expectation on men to perform a certain way in their jobs, in society, and how they deal with their situations by being very stoic and just getting on with the job and not complaining and not moaning. And sometimes you do need to do that, because it's a way to vent frustration and anger.
Yeah, agreed. Do you know what support is available for men with mental health issues, particularly in schools?
In schools, obviously, talk to your friends, people you trust, talk to a teacher that you get on with, and share the problems you're having. There will be no staff in school that will, you know, not spend some time to help out a student who is clearly distressed or worried or anxious about something. Outside of school, there are different organizations. There's the Samaritans, which is a group of people that specialize in talking about mental health. And there's also a group called mind.com, which you can find online, and you can also call them up and talk about issues that you have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what would you suggest a guy to do if they are worried about their mental health?
There is loads of solutions. And I mean, when I was younger and I was very anxious and having problems, I started trying meditation, which still works for me to this day. Sometimes it doesn't get you out of very anxious situations, but it does help you to calm down, particularly controlling your breathing. There's also, I mean, just finding a safe, quiet place where you feel like you can relax, changing your environment from going indoors where you stress to outdoors and walking around. You could be playing sports. Exercise is amazing. Even sort of playing a relaxing computer game or reading a book. And it's individual. People will find things help and other things don't help so much. Eddie, have you got anything to add?
I definitely think that there's an age element to it as well. So especially being a student myself as a teenager, there's definitely peer pressure among mm-hmm. my friend, not necessarily my own friend group, but around different groups of people, where being macho and being a manly man is quite important to where their status is. And then obviously as you're getting older as well, the older generations would have grown up in a society where men are expected to be more masculine and aren't expected to talk as much about how they're feeling.
Yeah.
It's definitely playing a big role.
One thing you realise as you grow up is that having that big old macho persona doesn't really count for much anymore. It doesn't really matter. People like you for your personality and the positive characteristics you bring with it.
It's definitely a tricky thing to do. as well, even if you've got the support networks there. So, for example, in school, you've got teachers and then parents as well. It's still a really scary thing to do, opening up.
Maybe you feel like people will perceive that you're weak if you open up.
Definitely.
Emotionally, because to open up emotionally is to you know, bear all. You don't have that shield in front of you anymore. There's very few times that I've heard someone has opened up about a serious issue and had a negative experience.
Thank you for being here and speaking with us.
Thank you.
You too.